Blackstone Audio presents Random Violence by Jassy McKenzie. 1. Annette arrived home in the dark. Her car's tires crunched on the sand driveway, and the brakes squeaked as she pulled to a hurried halt outside the tall metal gate. The heater's fan was on maximum, and the 8 o'clock news was starting on the radio, but she didn't have time to listen. Stopping at night was risky. Getting out of the car was even more dangerous, but she had no choice. Pulling the keys from the ignition, with the useless gate buzzer dangling from the bunch, she climbed out. She hunched her shoulders against the cold, hugging her flimsy work jacket around her as she hurried over to the gate. She passed the sold sign, rattling against the metal stakes that held it in the ground. The wind was blowing hard, hissing and whistling, through the long dry grass that flanked her driveway. The growth swayed and parted, and she peered at it suspiciously. For a moment, it looked as if somebody was crouched inside, trying to hide. Her head jerked up as she saw movement ahead of her. Four large dogs rushed towards the gate, their shadows stretching out behind them in the beams of her car's headlights. The lead Alsatian snarled at his followers, defending his position as the others crowded too close. Leaping and wagging their tails, the dogs pushed their noses through the bars in welcome. Annette smiled in relief, leaning forward and scratching their coarse fur.
"Hey, boys, just a minute and I'll be inside."
She fumbled with a bunch of keys, searching for the right one, her breath misting in the icy air. The giant padlock was easy to open because it was new, but it was difficult to remove because of its size. It was wedged into the thick steel rings between the gate and the gatepost. She struggled with the stubborn metal, so cold to the touch it seemed to burn. She glanced behind.